to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us. Looking at Matthew in chapter 8, and it was just kind of fun to go back over and read, you know, things that you're real familiar with. Like you and I would, Matthew chapter 8, Jesus calms a storm. We would automatically, our minds go to the disciples, boating disciples. And so I was just thinking, for us as a church family, this little phrase, save us, Lord, we are perishing. Why? Because the winds were great. Fear had grabbed their hearts. And the one thing that they had forgotten, verse 26, Jesus says, and he said to them, why are you afraid? Oh, you little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the storms, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. They had forgotten that Jesus was in the boat. They had forgotten that no matter what was going to happen, or maybe they're learning, obviously, this is a new ministry, being with Jesus, supernatural things happen. They can't explain it. Causes their hearts to be in awe and wonder. But you know what the reality is? Jesus sent the waves to teach his disciples a lesson. Jesus sent the waves so that they would get to the place, save us, Lord, we are perishing. So for us, two things. One, I would encourage us to be praying for people that are around us that do not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And the prayer is would be really simple. Father, do what you have to do in their lives so they get to the place that they say, save me. I'm perishing. I don't have hope. I can't fix this problem. I don't know where to go. So let me go find someone that goes to church and then that person. Let me go find you and then you have the conversation with them around the gospel. So I would encourage you as you have unsaved friends, family members, or even maybe people that you don't know if they're a believer. They would say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but they're not following. And so it would be an opportunity for you and I to be praying, Lord, get their attention. On the other side, there are things that are going on in our lives, Christians, Christ followers, where Jesus is sending the waves. Why? So that we know that he's big enough. So that we know what it looks like to be safe in his arms. So that we learn an ongoing life lesson that no matter what happens, as long as Jesus is in the boat, it's going to be all right. And so instead of praying waves away, we step into the waves, not as superheroes, not as special people, but just saying, okay, Jesus, I know you're in charge. I know you're here. I want to walk with you in this. I want to find you in the storm. And so a lot of us, there's different things. Some people have had surgery. Some people have cancer. Some people are going through divorce. Some people are just stress at work. It's just overwhelming. Some people, you're parenting and your kids are driving you bonkers. Some of you are grandparents and you don't know what's wrong with my grandchildren? Why are they going in that direction? So I'm just encouraging you, us, me, our family to be aware of and see the wind and the waves as a Christ follower, but know that I'm going to be okay because Jesus is in the boat. And then when we see our loved ones and our friends and our family members who don't know you, that we would start praying, oh God, do something. So they get to the place where they say, save me, I'm perishing. I don't have hope. I don't know what to do. But Jesus, I'm going to run to you to ask you for help. So Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to gather wisdom in the word, looking at what you've left for us in the book of Matthew, and just reminding us that your disciples need to go through some storms to know their Savior, and that we have the opportunity to pray people to a place where they say, wow, Jesus can provide me hope. Jesus is with me in the midst of that. I need to get to Jesus for the very first time. Salvation is found in one name, and that name is Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to do life today and to serve you. Help us, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.